Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, it's time for the pregame show brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Steve Arnold or Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance, where insurance is made simple because they take care of all the details for you. Whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance, it's Portland Insurance, 115 East Main. Steve Arnold, Kyle Champ, your agents. Well, these two teams have had a lot of great games over the years.
Yep, even an 8-8 between the two teams in the school history, and I wish they would have played a lot more than that. There were some gaps in there in between times. But, again, a good rivalry between the two teams. And two pretty good teams this year. Jay County 3-3, but played a tough schedule. The Indians are 3-1. So, Fort Recovery a little more offensive-minded than the Patriots, but we'll see what happens tonight.
We'll be back with our first interview tonight. Chris Craig of Jay County, followed by Mike Bayshore of Fort Recovery, right after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping give you the peace of mind you need to safeguard your family with quality life insurance. From a small final expense policy to an estate plan or anything in between, we can find the proper coverage for you and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, or Steve Arnold at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back on the Portland Insurance pregame show, we have Chris Craig with us, head coach of our Jay County Patriots. And coach, tough loss last night. Certainly several opportunities to put that in the win column. It just didn't happen for us.
No, as I did the video and get our stats last night after the game, you know, it's like we outshot them percentage-wise. I mean, we obviously lost on the rebounds. They had more turnovers than us. Bottom line was we just really struggled at the foul line. And that's all mental. We kind of talked about it this morning and the kids. It's like, man, you know, because you miss a shot here and there, you let that affect you. I said, we can't let that little stuff affect us. So I said, don't worry, you can't worry about the play just happened. You always got to think next play. You know, free throw lines, it's, you know, for us right now, it's all mental. And I went back and looked, you know, the first three games, we're shooting like 74% the foul line. Last three games were like 48% the foul line. You know, so those little things add up. And, you know, you win games and lose games at the foul line. And that's what we lost last night. We just couldn't hit a free throw.
And it does get to be a mental situation, like you say. The kids start thinking about it. Oh, I'm going to miss this, and they miss it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it came down to. You know, it's like, oh, great, I'm going to foul. I'm not going to make this. And that's what I told them was we were going walk through and shooting around today. I said, when you hit the foul line, you're saying, you know, this one's going in, this one's going in. And Wyatt and I, we just went to a basket. You know, and I felt sorry for Wyatt. The poor kid, he plays so extremely hard, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve sometimes, and he felt bad. And I said, you know, Wyatt, when you're going fight, you're on the foul line. Look, you're going to think, hey, this one's going in. If it doesn't go in, okay, this next one's going in. You just got to have that mentality. And hopefully tonight when Wyatt goes the foul line, he can make one to get that monkey off his back.
But Wyatt is quite a physical athlete indeed, and had a nice dunkaroo last night. And by the way, I've told you before, but I appreciate you giving the kids the leeway to do that. It's certainly exciting for the fans, and I know you tell them, okay, you have the leeway to do it, but if you miss it, it's not going to be a good thing.
No, because we want those 2 points. And I've been trying to get through Wyatt's head, because Wyatt can jump through the roof, but he has to have momentum behind him. He's not a kid that's going to catch and drop second dunk, because he doesn't have that. He doesn't have great leaping ability. Where Jay, you know, I mean, Jay had great leaping ability. Wyatt can jump higher than Jay, but Wyatt needs like 15 feet to get that. And in practice stuff, you know, he'll do some things, and he'll go up there and try one-hand dunk it, and Wyatt can't palm a basketball. I said, Wyatt, you know, I said, I don't care about the one hand. I said, if you're going to dunk the ball, it's going to be 2 hands every time, because you jump high enough, you just can't hang on a basketball with one hand. So, you know, so when Wyatt's going to dunk it this year, obviously it's going to be 2 hands. And the two that he's had so far, obviously at the scrimmage and then last night, it's got to be 2 hands. I said, because he just can't palm a basketball.
Speaking of jumping, there was a photo in the CR this week of Xavier Nine off the floor at the Yorktown game. I don't know if you saw that or not, but he was about, I don't know, 18, 20 inches off the floor. And I thought, gee, Xavier, you can get off the floor.
You know, basketball has changed so much. And when I played, you know, we had one kick and dunk of basketball, and that's Billy Davis. You know, and he was at 6 foot, but he was just an athlete and a half. The rest of us, you know, I mean, we couldn't. I mean, we could every now once out of every 10, but the game has changed so much with how the training these kids go through. I mean, they're working on their leg strength and stuff, and the training they go through allows them to jump a lot higher than we could back then. So, but you know, it is funny, it is interesting. A lot of I'll be honest, I think I have one kid that cannot touch the rim, but outside the rest of them, I mean, they can get up and touch it. They can. We have about four or five kids can dunk a basketball. I mean, obviously Wyatt and Ryan and Parker are the three most consistent, but you know, Cole can't. He just can't palm a basketball. So it's kind of interesting.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, tonight is Fort Recovery, and we can always expect a physical game when the Indians and the Patriots get together.
Yeah. I mean, you can throw records out, you know, because it's a rivalry game, and whoever plays the hardest and who wants it is probably going to win this basketball game. So I told the kids, just got to be mentally and physically ready to play, because you know they're going to let you bump, they're going to let you play. It's kind of like playing in Fort Wayne. You just got to play how the game's called. If you're going to call it tight, then that's how you got to play defensively. You would kind of talk that with Holton today, you know, because Holton is a very aggressive defender. I said, Holton, see what they give you, but if you get one, you got to back off. You can't get two. So you know, we just got to see how the game's going to be called. We just got to play it that way.
And Peyton Judy has been primarily their top scorer. Kind of surprised the Kanapke kid didn't get much last night, because he's been pretty consistent for them.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about, like I said, their two leading scorers are obviously Judy and Kanapke, because I've seen their three games other than last night. Obviously, I didn't get to see that one, but those are the two guys they go to. And obviously, they got some good size with the Braun kid. He does a lot. You know, he doesn't score a ton of points, but he's around everything. He's always screening. You know, he's always rebounding. So, you know, and he's a good, strong kid. So, you know, we just obviously got to contest the threes, because, you know, at any time, Judy can unleash on you. And in the same way with Kanapke.
Absolutely. Well, we'll find out as the game goes on tonight. How about your starters this evening?
We'll start the same as last night. We're going to try to spread them out a little bit and try to go four guards tonight with Cole, Ryan, Holton, and Max. We'll bring them out, and then Mike will be our lone post player to start out.
And it would be nice, speaking of Cole, it would be nice if we could see the consistent scoring from him that we saw last night. Those three threes were beautiful.
Oh, they were. And Cole realizes that he's got to shoot the ball more for us. And we've talked to him. But that's Cole, though. Cole is probably the most unselfish player I think I've ever coached. You know, he doesn't care where the points come as long as we get them. But sometimes I feel like I wish he would shoot the ball a little more. I told Cole, I said, to be honest, I said, you shoot the ball 10, 12 times a game. And he should for us, but he's only shooting about, I want to say, you know, 5 or 6, 7 times. I think one game he might shot 10 times. So, you know, we look for a little more scoring out of Cole. So, and he knows that, but he's going to do what Cole wants to do, what's best for our team. If it means he's got to score, he's going to look to shoot. If it means he needs to get the ball to somebody that's open, he's going to get the ball to somebody that's open. That's what I like about Cole.
Chris, thanks so much. We'll see you later on.
All right. Hey, thank you, Rob.
Chris Craig, that's the Jay County boys basketball coach, folks, here at the Portside Fieldhouse tonight. Jay County traveling to Fort Recovery this evening. We'll return with more on the pregame show coming up here, brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Steve Arnold or Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance, 115 East Main, downtown Portland. We'll be back in a moment.
The holidays are meant to be a time for family and faith, of making memories, forgetting our troubles, and resting in the hope of peace and goodwill on earth. It's the Christmas season, which helps remind us to count our blessings. So here at Portland Insurance, we would simply like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to service your insurance needs. Portland Insurance is located at 115 East Main in downtown Portland.
Back with Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Coach, a tough loss last evening, just like Jay County lost a close one there.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids played really hard last night. Just didn't get a lot of shots. It just doesn't fall in for us. I thought maybe there might have been a lid on the basket or something, but credit to Delpus. They did a really good job defensively. Their coach is well prepared, and it took us out of a lot of things we wanted to run.
Well, you seemed to be in control most of the game, although it was still fairly close. You never know about those kind of situations, and it's always tough to lose the lead there in that last quarter.
Yeah, they had a big swing where they hit a three, and we got called for a foul trying to run through the screen. It was a five-point play for them. That was a big momentum shift. We went from kind of in control of the game to just kind of flipped upside down right there in one possession. But, you know, we had chances at the end to come back and get the lead back, and we just couldn't get it done. Like I said, a lot of credit to Delphus. They played tremendous defense. They're very well prepared, and they took us out of, well, like I said before, they took us out of what we wanted to do.
Aren't they always? They are always a toughie, that's for sure.
Coaches, Elwer's a really good defensive coach and a really good coach overall. So, like I said, hats off to them. And I think I think we let one slip away that I think we should have had it. So we'll learn from that and try to move on and get a big rivalry win tonight.
Did the Blue Jays do anything different than what you had expected last night?
No, they shot the ball a little bit better than what they had all year long, which is, you know, we had scouted them pretty well, and they hadn't hit many of the shots that they were hitting last night, so that was a little bit of a surprise. But, you know, I felt we held them to 48 points. I think as a staff, we feel if we can hold somebody under 50, we should win most games. We just couldn't generate any offense last night.
Once again, our guest is Mike Bayshore, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Real quickly, Coach, for the Jay County fans who are listening tonight, why don't you kind of recap your coaching career here real quick for us?
Well, this will be my 13th year in coaching. I spent 3 years on staff at the girls program in Greenville, one as a freshman, two as a JV. I spent 3 years as a JV boys coach in Versailles and 2 years as a varsity assistant over there. Then I spent 4 years as a varsity coach in Greenville before I took the job over here.
And guiding the Indian team right now here in 2017-2018 off to a pretty nice 3-1 start for you. I know you'd love to be 4-0, but hey, you know, pick up the pieces and go from there. You're kind of new to the Jay County Fort Recovery rivalry, but this is probably as an intense of a rivalry for a non-conference school as you'll probably find.
Yeah, the kids have been talking about it kind of all week, the administration, the AD, the people in town. I'm really looking forward to getting involved in it, and hopefully we can come out on top. I know our kids are excited to play tonight, and they're excited to avenge last night, and then what better way to do that than in a rivalry game?
How about as you scouted the Patriots, how about your thoughts there?
You know, they're very disciplined on offense. They run their stuff. Their bigs are really athletic. That's something we're going to have to contain. And the thing that I like about them is, and I'm sure their coach likes about them, they all can seem to contribute equally. It's not one guy standing out more than the other as far as scoring goes. So you really got to defend all five kids. You can't really ignore any of them.
How about your starters tonight, Mike Bayshore, and tell us who those five guys are and just a little bit about each kid.
Well, we'll go with junior Peyton Judy. He's our leading scorer, averaging a little over 23 a game. Grant Kanapke is a sophomore. He's averaging right around 16 or so. And then our three seniors, Ryan Braun, Trevor Vaughn, and Cade Wendell, just really kind of our glue, you know, with a bunch of the young guys that we have that play a lot of minutes. Cade's our number one defender, our point guard. He had 14 last night. Adam did a nice job for us. And then Bronny and Trevor play our big man spots, and they do a good job on the boards and just kind of hold us together with their experience.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks for the time. We wish you the best.
No problem. Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. That's our pregame show brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Steve Arnold or Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance at 115 East Main in downtown Portland, where insurance is made simple because they take care of all the details for you. Happy holidays to you and your family from Portland Insurance, 115 East Main. Again, Steve Arnold, Kyle Champ are your agents. We'll be back here at the good old Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Jay County and Fort Recovery tonight in high school boys basketball after we pause for this break. Dr. David A. Follenkamp, ODPC, and his staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by the office and look over their new lines of frames from BCBG, L, Nike, Ray-Ban, Carrera,
and Steve Madden. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for both adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp's office is at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Follenkamp.
Indiana matchup is right here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. The four recovered Indians versus the J County Patriots. Stay tuned. The confrontation is next.
Y'all ready for this?
This special sports coverage on WPGW Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you hear throughout the broadcast and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now to the gymnasium for all the exciting action.
Welcome back to the Portside Fieldhouse, everybody. Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold tonight for you with the Port Recovery J County Games this evening. And our starting lineups brought to you by Ohio Valley Gas, proud to be providing the Portland and Tenville areas with the finest in natural gas service, Ohio Valley Gas.
For Fort Recovery, Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Trevor Vaughn, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. For Jay County tonight, Cole Figelman, Holton Hill, Max Moser, Ryan Selecki, and Michael Selecki, your Ohio Valley Gas starting lineups tonight.
And we'll be back with the start of the game in just a moment. Again, our starting lineups brought to you by your friends at Ohio Valley Gas. We'll return in just a moment.
It makes sense to trust your senses when it comes to natural gas. If a natural gas leak ever occurs, you know it has an unmistakable odor. But did you know you might see dead vegetation, blowing dirt, or bubbling water that might indicate a leak? Or you may hear a hissing gas leak sound. So use your senses. See, hear, smell. If you ever suspect a gas leak, first move your feet. Wait until you're well down the street before calling your natural gas provider or 911. Using natural gas safely just makes sense. Ohio Valley Gas, fueling your future naturally.
And the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the two teams here tonight, Jay County's Patriots and the Fort Recovery Indians, the best of luck in the game this evening. Dr. Banner's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates, Chrissy Hart and Lori Ten, by the way. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banner, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, good luck, Jay County and Fort Recovery, from Dr. Thomas Banner. Dr. Banner would love to be your family's dentist. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsors, your Jay County Hospital, quality care by those who care, and Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, reminding you that Men's Night Out is coming up this week on Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8. Some great opportunity for you to Christmas shop on Wednesday, Men's Night Out at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, again 5 to 8 Wednesday night. Lost one of the officials there. We're ready to go now. And we're underway, and the tap goes to Fort Recovery. Indians get the advantage. Cade Wendell with the basketball. He will pass over here to Ryan Braun. Braun looks for Petey Judy, and now Braun tries to drive, and he almost lost it, but picks it back up. Cade Wendell now with the ball. Cade dribbling outside, looks for the three, decides not to shoot it. Cade had, I think, 12 points last night. Out front, there's Trevor Vaughn. He goes down low to Ryan Braun, turns, fires, and scores. Ryan Braun moves against Max Moser and puts it in. And the Patriots are behind by two. Fort Recovery up by two as we start the game here.
A nice move inside, and Braun just got it to bounce in.
Max Moser, top of the key. On the left side, it goes to Cole Stigelman. Back out to Michael Selecki. Right side to brother Ryan Selecki. The Selecki boys are twins. Left side shots up and no good by Max Moser. Rebound comes down to Grant Kanapke, only a sophomore, and he's had a great year. A little off last night on scoring last night, but his year as a sophomore has been really nice. Outside, Ryan Braun bombing and hitting. Ryan Braun on a three, and
Ryan Braun has all five of the Indian points as Fort Recovery up 5-0 here in the early going.
Also a good start shot on the left wing on that last one.
Inside to Max Mosier. Can't go for the hole. Back outside to Cole Stigelman. Three-point shot. He drains it. Picks up from where he left off last night.
Yeah, if you're a Jay County fan, that's good to see. Cole took a while to get going last night, but when he did, he hit three of them.
Cade Wendell on the left. Petey Jackson with the basketball, or Petey Judy, I'm sorry. Right side it goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell dribbling out top to Ryan Braun. Braun looks for a teammate. Goes on the left to Grant Kanapke. There's the ball kicked out of bounds by Michael Schlechte. So it'll be Peyton Judy putting the ball in play here.
That one went pretty far on that kick for Michael Schlechte. He is a kicker, though.
Cade Wendell to Grant Kanapke. On the left to Ryan Braun. Braun goes to the free throw line. Back to Judy. He'll fire and miss. Rebound comes to nobody yet. Cade Wendell ends up with it. He'll put it back up and miss. Rebound, Ryan Schlechte of Jay County. Schlechte quickly comes down the court. Passing right side to Max Mosier. Jay County trails here 5-0 on the Jay County Hospital and Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Ryan Schlechte on the left. There's Cole Stigelman on the wing. He dribbles the basketball, goes in the lane, feeds off to Ryan Schlechte, puts it up and missed it. Just a little short. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn for the Indians. Trevor gives it over to Cade Wendell. Right side to Peyton Judy. Judy tries to pass inside. It's tipped out of bounds by the Patriots. And here comes Wyatt Eastman in the game for Jay County. And Max Mosier will take a seat.
Wyatt had a dunk in last night's game, his first of the year.
Cade Wendell passes in to Grant Kanapke over on the right side to Peyton Judy. Petey dribbling the basketball. He'll pass over here to Trevor Vaughn, top of the key. On the left to Cade Wendell. Wendell spins, stops, tries to scoop it up, lost control of the ball, picked up by Jay County. Holton Hill ended up with it. He feeds it over to Cole Stigelman. And the Patriots of Jay County come down the court, trailing here 5-3. And Cole Stigelman threw it away. He thought one of his teammates was going to be following there, and they weren't there. And Fort Recovery intercepted the pass.
It would be a little bit in front. Otherwise, like you said, turnover there.
Peyton Judy back outside. Here's a shot from the wing. It's up no good by Ryan Braun. Rebound Wyatt Giesman. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Brought to you by the Jay County Hospital and Cal Pharmacy.
5-3, Fort Recovery in front.
Here's Ryan Schlechte firing and missing off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Cade Wendell. Wendell brings it down the court. Indians on top here, 5-3. Here's a shot from outside by Judy. He drains it. Peyton Judy on a three. And that makes it 8-3. Indians back to a 5-point lead. It was 5-0. Now it's 8-3.
No Patriot really came out to guard him that time. It was fairly wide open.
Cole Stigelman being guarded by Cade Wendell. They're going to call a foul on Cade Wendell.
His first foul, team number one on the Indians.
Cade is a very aggressive defender. Here comes Parker Grimes in for Jay County. Michael Schlechte will take a seat. So right now, Jay County has Parker Grimes, Ryan Schlechte, Wyatt Giesman, Cole Stigelman, and Holton Hill in the lineup. Fort Recovery has Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Grant Kanapke. Also, Peyton Judy's in there. And also in the lineup for Fort Recovery is Noah Leonard, who came in. He had a nice game in the Delphus Jefferson game. And Jay County just threw it away as it went through the hands of Wyatt Giesman and Fort Recovery with the basketball.
For a second, that was going to still end up in the basket. Bounced toward there.
Out front, Grant Kanapke. He'll feed over to Cade Wendell. Indians have a chance to go up by 7 or maybe 8 as they lead with the ball here, 8-3. Cade Wendell on the left, guarded by Cole Stigelman. Back to Peyton Judy. Drives down, feeds off to Noah Leonard, and Leonard is there for the layup. Give Peyton Judy the assist. And it's the Indians leading 10-3 over the Jay County Patriots. Cole Stigelman, right side it goes to Ryan Schlechte. He'll go to the hole, stops, passes back out to Stigelman. Cole dribbling now to Parker Grimes, top of the key. On the left to Holton Hill. Hill works against Grant. Canapke goes to the baseline. Back outside to Ryan Selecki. Selecki spins. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. Feeds to Parker Grimes. Grimes turns, fires, misses. Short shot. Not a good shot, really, there.
Yeah, Grimes had the shooter to get rid of it. Otherwise, it was getting close to 3 seconds.
And the Indians have the ball, leading by seven. There's Grant Canapke missing a three. Rebound, Holton Hill. Boy, the Fort Recovery fans would have erupted on that one. Little alley-oop play is knocked out of bounds by Ryan Braun. I think the Indians were watching for that.
Yeah, that's the third or fourth time Jay's tried the alley-oop, and it hasn't worked yet this year.
Cole Stigelman will take a rest. I kind of hate to see him go out because he's the only one who has 3 points for Jay County. But the two came in for him.
Mosier
came back in. Max Mosier's back in for Jay County. Ryan Selecki with the ball for Jay County. Always a great battle between these two schools. Two fine teams going at it here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Holton Hill on the left corner into Parker Grimes. Tipped away and stolen there by Fort Recovery's Derek Judy, who's in the game now. Nice move by Derek. On the left into Ryan Braun, and he has the ball stripped away, but they're going to call a foul on Holton Hill.
First foul on Holton, first on Jay County tonight.
Holton wants a jump ball, but the official says nope. Jay County Hospital, proud to be a partner in building a healthier Jay County, one of your first quarter scoreboard sponsors, along with Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy reminds you they have a lot of nice Christmas gifts in stock. And don't forget, the men's night out is coming up this Wednesday, December 20th at Cal Pharmacy from 5 until 8 p.m. Be sure to put that on your calendar, you guys. As Ryan Braun hits the free throw and makes it now 11-3.
Hill was probably arguing it was a foul on the floor instead of a shooting foul, too. But the referee rules it as a two-shot shooting foul.
And Braun got the second one. So Ryan has 7 points of their 12, and the Indians lead here 12-3. Jay County will bring the ball up. Cole Stigelman with it, working against Derek Judy. On the left side, he'll go, stops, passes off to Max Mosier on the wing. Back out top to Ryan Selecki. Right side to Cole Stigelman, drives in and puts it up and missed it. And the ball is loose and picked up by Derek Judy at Fort Recovery. And he travels with the basketball.
Yep, turnover number two on the Indians. So 1:21 left in the quarter.
Derek is one of those freshmen on the varsity. Clay Smits is the other one. Stigelman will bring the ball up. Back in the lineup again. Parker Grimes on the left to Max Mosier. Right side to Cole Stigelman. In the lane, passes off to Wyatt Giesman, who feeds to Parker Grimes on the left. Giesman was underneath, but he had nowhere to go for the shot. Cole Stigelman on the left to Parker Grimes. Here's Max Mosier going baseline. 10-footer is way off the beam. Rebound picked up by Ryan Braun. And Fort Recovery's having a great first quarter, leading 12-3 in the Jay County Hospital Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Underneath, reverse layup by Noah Leonard. Leonard's a nice move, and he has 4 points here in the quarter. And the Indians are leading Fort Recovery 14-3.
About the reverse of the junior varsity game tonight. It's been all Fort Recovery in the first quarter.
So far, Indians are playing quite well. Jay County with the ball. Looks like they're going to play for one shot, despite the fact they're trailing here 14-3.
I don't want to give Fort Recovery another possession is the thinking, I assume.
Cole Stigelman out at the center circle, drives to the right. Still with the ball, feeds off to Mosier, 3-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to, doesn't make any difference. Clock expires. So we have completed one quarter of play, thanks to Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget, if you need a nice Christmas gift for a handicapped person, they've got a handicapped medical equipment center here in Fort Recovery. Cal Pharmacy does. Check it out. And also brought to you by the Jay County Hospital. The Jay County Hospital, quality care by those who care. Your Jay County Hospital.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from classic chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages, so shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Enjoy an ice-cold refreshment and a complimentary gift wrapping for your perfect present for her. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Here we go with the second quarter now. Jay County with the ball, trailing 14-3 to the Indians. Indians on fire there in that first quarter and had excellent defense. There's Cole Stigelman on the left, back outside to Holton Hill. Here's Ryan Schlechte, top of the key. Schlechte will pass back out to Cole Stigelman. Here's Michael Schlechte. Three-point shot is good. Michael Schlechte gets the second three-pointer of the night for the Patriots, and that's all they have. 6 points altogether. Cole Stigelman had the other one earlier.
Very slow start for Jay County tonight.
Ryan Braun turns, fires, and hits. Ryan Braun having a great start. 9 points for him now, and it's 16-6. Fort Recovery back to a 10-point lead. First quarter stats brought to you by your hometown, Portland Pizza Hut Restaurant.
Indians 5 of 9, 56%, 2 of 5 on threes, and 2 for 2 at the line. Jay 1 of 8, 13%, 1 for 4 on threes, and no free throws. Rebounds 7 to 3 in favor of Fort Recovery. Turnovers 2 for the Indians, 3 for Jay County.
There's Holton Hill with a 3-point shot on the left side, and it's good. Your first quarter stats brought to you by your hometown Portland Pizza Hut, reminding you they're going to be serving two buffets on Christmas Eve next Sunday, a luncheon buffet and an evening buffet starting at 4 on Christmas Eve for Pizza Hut in Portland. And don't forget, any dine-in pizza at Pizza Hut, any size, any toppings right now, $10 for any dine-in pizza at Pizza Hut in Portland. Traveling called on the Indians, and so Jay County gets a break and gets the ball back.
That big three, Michael Schlechte, hit him a minute ago. That was his first three attempts of the year.
And there's a pass from Cole Stigelman to Michael Schlechte, and Fort Recovery coach Mike Bayshore wants time as he sees the momentum shifting here. Fort Recovery leading by only 5 now, 16-11. We'll be back in just a moment here in the second quarter.
This wonderful holiday season, the Jay County Hospital Board of Trustees and the employees of the Jay County Hospital, Family First Healthcare, Family Practice of Jay County, Jay Family Medicine, Tri-County Surgery, and Meridian MD West Jay Clinic, thank you for your trust and continued support. Wishing you happy holidays and a healthy new year, your Jay County Hospital.
Our second quarter scoreboard sponsors tonight, K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, and also Arms Auto Body in Portland for outstanding auto body repair. It's Arms Auto Body on North Wayne in Portland. Fort Recovery with the ball. There's a shot by Ryan Braun. It's short, no good. Rebound, Michael Schlechte. Here's Cole Stigelman racing down, and no good, and he is fouled. He tried to get ahead of the Indian defense there and almost did, but he's fouled on the play. The shot was no good. Going to call that on Cade Wendell, his second. And I think Cade's going to come out of the game.
Yeah, he'll come out for Derek Judy. Two free throws here for Cole Stigelman.
First one is up, and it is good. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. And Arms Auto Body for outstanding auto body repair. Mike Flowers, Jeff Rouse, and Brett Ressler at Arms Auto Body on North Wayne in Portland, our second quarter scoreboard sponsors. Next one is up and good also. And the Patriots have scored, what, 10 in a row?
14-3 and 16, yeah, 10 in a row for Jay.
16-13 for Recovery. leads by only three now with the ball. Peyton Judy with it. He'll pass over on the right side. Grant Kanapke, three-pointer does not go. Rebound, Noah Leonard does not go. Rebound comes to Jordan Stultz of Jay County over to Cole Stigelman. The littlest guy out there got the rebound among the trees.
Just snuck in there.
Holton Hill on the left. Back to Jordan Stultz. Right side to Cole Stigelman. He'll pass inside to Wyatt Giesman. Lost the ball. Just a missed dribble there by Giesman, and Fort Recovery takes advantage of it and picks it up.
Yeah, Wyatt's mistake there was putting the ball on the ground. He had enough room to get to the hoop without dribbling.
Left side for Fort Recovery. Derek Judy out to Grant Kanapke. There's Ryan Braun with it now. He'll pass on the left to Peyton Judy. He got it. Peyton Judy, three-point shot. He loves that shot. And the Indians get off that 16. It's 19-13 now.
Second three tonight for Peyton Judy.
Six-point lead for Fort Recovery. Almost stolen by Judy, but Jay County keeps it. Inside to Michael Schlechte, who goes baseline. The official says he stepped on the baseline.
Too close to the end. Turnover number five on Jay County.
Mosier Motors of Portland is the place to go for all your vehicle's service needs. Outstanding technicians who service all makes and models, and they will save you money, and they have an excellent service facility as well. For automotive service, it's Mosier Motors, the north edge of Portland on Highway 27. And again, I emphasize, they'll save you money. Grant Kanapke on the left. There's a shot from the wing. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Stultz. As missing that shot for the Fort Recovery Indians was Clay Smits, who's in the game now. Holton Hill on the right. Back out top to Wyatt Giesman. On the left, Cole Stigelman fires a three, and they're going to say offensive foul on Stigelman, or is it on somebody else? No, it's on Jordan Stultz on the screen, apparently.
I didn't see the screen either.
Well, the offensive foul on Jordan Stultz, and that gives the ball back to the Indians, and they can add to their lead, leading by six, 19-13.
First foul on Jordan Stultz tonight.
Fort Recovery will bring it up the court. Peyton Judy on the right, three-point shot. Missed that one. And trying to save it was Derek Judy, but Michael Schlechte was able to snatch it out of the sky. Here's Ryan Schlechte going to the hole, and he lays it in. Nice move by Ryan Schlechte.
Yeah, we don't really see Ryan drive in like that too much.
Makes the score 19-15, back to a four-point game. Things have kind of settled in here now for these two teams. Peyton Judy will feed inside to Braun. Ryan turns, blocked by Wyatt Giesman. Ryan Schlechte to Giesman, and Giesman is going to be fouled as Peyton Judy is going to get nailed, I think, for reaching in. No, it's Derek Judy nailed for reaching in.
His first foul.
Which, that's good for Fort Recovery. They wouldn't want their star shooter, Peyton Judy, to pick up another foul. So it goes to Judy instead. Inside, Ryan Schlechte, good, and he is fouled on the play. Patriots use an inbounds play and get Ryan Schlechte open underneath, and he scores. We'll be back in just a moment.
The holidays are coming soon. Ace Hardware knows you're shopping. The gifts you want are on our shelves for under trees and stockings. So when you need a helping hand, come to our Ace Hardware. Our beggars have all you need to help you spread some cheer this year. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hobbager Ace Lumber, Burn and Bluffton.
Ryan Schlechte hits the free throw to convert the three-point play. And that makes it a 19-18 game now, a one-point game. Biggest lead for Fort Recovery, what was that?
13 maybe? No, it was 11. 11 was the biggest lead.
So Fort Recovery will put it back in play. That foul a moment ago, who was that on? Did you catch that?
I did not.
Grant Kanapke with the basketball. Here's Derek Judy. Judy drives down the lane, puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Jay County. It must have been.
I think it was on Derek Judy.
No, because he had one before that.
Okay. Yeah. They haven't been putting the fouls up, so.
At the line is Derek Jeudy, and he scores.
Unless you catch what the referee says, he's kind of out of luck.
And they usually keep it up to date here. One more for Derek Jeudy. It's up and good. And he gets two free throws to expand the Indian lead to 21-18 here on the Arms Auto Body and K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Give and go, and Cole Stigelman is fouled by Derek Jeudy. And so it'll be, they're going to say it, two shots for Cole Stigelman is what they're going to say. You know, for outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, you know it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And for outstanding auto body repair, it's Arms Auto Body on North Wayne in Portland, as the first free throw by Cole Stigelman is in and out, no good. But he'll have one more.
Good news for Jay County, the Patriots made their first three free throws tonight after missing 8 of the 13 last night.
They'll put it up and no good, and they're going to call over the line on Cole Stigelman. Didn't make any difference anyway. He missed it.
Yeah, only difference is it counts as a turnover instead of a missed free throw.
So it's 21-18 still, and there's Peyton Jeudy missing a little short shot in front of the hoop, and they're going to say the ball went out of bounds off of Fort Recovery.
I don't think they're exactly sure, but they give the Patriots the basketball.
Tossing it in will be Max Mosier to Cole Stigelman. Fort Recovery leading here, folks, 21-18. After the Indians had a big lead in the first quarter, it slipped away here a bit. Michael Schlechte out front, over on the right to Ryan Schlechte. Looks for a teammate, goes underneath to Max Mosier, puts it up and has it blocked by Peyton Jeudy, I think. And here is stealing the ball, Jay County. Cole Stigelman intercepted it and spins it over to Ryan Schlechte. Now Schlechte is going to be fouled as he drives the baseline. Out of bounds to the Jay County Patriots here. See the Boomer Compact Tractors for New Holland at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Boomer Compact New Holland Tractors. You got to see them at K&L Tractor Sales. Outside, Michael Schlechte as Jay County puts the ball in play. Colton Hill stands at the center circle. 2 minutes to go in the first half of play. Have ourselves a three-point game. Fort Recovery, 21-18, Jay County with the ball. Colton Hill backs into the center circle.
Sorry, Robert took the Patriots a while to get going, but now that they settled down, the offense seems to be ticking pretty well until now.
Stolen by Ryan Braun, a steal by the Indians. Ryan Braun comes down back outside to Derek Jeudy. As the Indians have a specific play they're setting up here. Peyton Jeudy over to Ryan Braun. Ryan looks.
See if Peyton Jeudy ends up on the three here.
Ryan Braun with it. On the left to Derek Jeudy. Back outside to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke on the left to Peyton Jeudy. A three-pointer does not go. Rebound comes to Holton Hill.
Yeah, you kind of see that developing.
Underneath to Michael Schlechte, and he lays it in as the Patriots got behind the Fort Recovery defense. And it's a one-point game again. 21-20. Fort Recovery leads by one with the basketball. And 104 remaining here in this first half of play. Right side to Ryan Braun. Braun will stop, fire, and miss. Rebound comes down off of Noah Leonard into the hands of Derek Jeudy for Fort Recovery. 48 seconds left. Now Petey, Peyton Jeudy with the basketball. He'll dribble to his left, fire, and miss. Rebound comes to Michael Schlechte of Jay County. Jay County has Cole Stigelman, Michael Schlechte, Ryan Schlechte, Parker Grimes, and Holton Hill in the lineup now. Ryan Schlechte right out front to Holton Hill. Peyton Jeudy, Ryan Braun, Derek Jeudy, Grant Kanapke, and Noah Leonards in there for the Indians of Fort Recovery. Jay County's going to play for one shot here. Down to 10 seconds to go. Right side to Cole Stigelman. Goes in to Michael Schlechte, lost the ball. And to Holton Hill, back to Cole Stigelman. Three-pointer, got it. That's the gun. Cole Stegelman hits a three in the corner after the Patriots made something out of nothing on that one, because Michael Schlechty was supposed to take the last shot. He lost the handle on it. The ball squirted away. Cole Stegelman ended up with it in the corner and drills it to give Jay County a two-point lead and their only lead of the game.
Yeah, after Michael Schlechty's loss, he kind of shoveled it backwards, and then another shovel pass and ended up to Stegelman, who was wide open.
So 23-21, we'll give you all the halftime stats coming up. Thanks to our two second quarter scoreboard sponsors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L. And also brought to you by Arms Auto Body, Mike Flowers, Jeff Rouse, and Brett Ressler at Arms Auto Body for outstanding auto body repair. They're on North Wayne in Portland. We'll return with the halftime stats in just a moment.
Arms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 48 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter with Barnum Brown Insurance. Stop in and see us at 211 South Main Street in Dunkirk for all of your personal and commercial insurance needs. Barnum Brown Insurance, proud to support the Jay County Patriots.
This is Rusty Inman, director of John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland, and we would like to say thank you for your support as a student or as a donor this past year. Earn your high school equivalency diploma in our HSE program. Classes are now forming with Ivy Tech. Earn your business degree from Indiana Wesleyan University. Also, English as a second language classes will start in January. Call or stop by John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland for more information. On behalf of the staff and board of directors of John Jay Center for Learning, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Meridian Health Services, in collaboration with Jay County Hospital, has opened Meridian MD Convenience Care to offer same-day treatment for minor illnesses and injuries through walk-in availability. The clinic is located inside the front entrance of the Jay County Hospital and is open Monday through Friday from 2 to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. For more information, visit jaycountyhospital.com or call 260-726-4350.
Beer Power Sports has a holiday sales event you can't beat. Save up to $500 off Polaris accessories, even if you already own a Polaris vehicle. That's right, up to $500 off. So let Beer Power Sports help you this Christmas season with your holiday shopping needs. With specials going on now through December, stop by and see Beer Power Sports on Highway 27 at the south edge of Bern. Beer Power Sports, you've got the passion, we've got the ride.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, let's move over to Justin Mangold with your halftime stats. Justin, take it away.
All right. First, for Fort Recovery shooting, they were 5-9 the first quarter for 56%. Only 2-12, 17% in the second quarter. So Fort Recovery shooting 7-21 at the half for 33% from the field. And then 2-5 on threes in the first, 1-5 in the second. They are 3-10, 30% beyond the arc in the first half. And free throws, 2-2 in each quarter, 4-4 at the half for the Indians. Jay County, pretty much the exact opposite stats as the Indians, as you might imagine. They just turned it around in the second quarter after only shooting 1-8, 13% in the first quarter, 7-8, 88% in the second. Jay County, 8-16 at the half for 50%. Patriots 1-4 on threes in the first, 3-3 in the second. Jay 4-7, 57% at the half. And free throws 3-4, all coming in the second quarter for 75%. Rebounding is even at the moment at 10. And turnovers, Jay County with 8, and Fort Recovery has 4. Individual scoring for the Indians, Ryan Braun with 9, 6 for Peyton Judy, 4 for Noah Leonard, and 2 for Derek Judy. For the Patriots, 8 points for Cole Spiegelman, 7 for Michael Schirratti, 5 for Ryan Schirratti, and 3 for Holton Hill. Again, Fort Recovery led 14-3 after 1. Jay County takes the lead 23-21 at the half on a 3 at the buzzer by Cole Spiegelman.
Only lead of the game right there.
So far, only lead of the game, the only lead change in the ball game.
We'll be back in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Again, Fort Recovery down by 2 to the Jay County Patriots. We'll return in just a moment.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Star with McDonald's of Portland. As another year draws to a close, we find ourselves reflecting on the past year and looking forward to the new one. McDonald's of Portland thanks each of you, our valued customers, for your patronage and look forward to serving you in the coming years. So from everyone at McDonald's, we wish you the happiest of holidays. McDonald's Restaurant, North Meridian Street, Portland.
Less invasive surgical procedures are now offered at Adams Memorial Hospital. From Dr. William Argus, one of the region's leading eye surgeons, and Dr. David Stein, leading the way with advanced technology for ear, nose, and throat procedures, to Drs. Scott Colclasure and Charles Lindsay's new procedure called balloon kyphoplasty that heals spinal compression fractures and offers near immediate pain relief. Adams Memorial Hospital Surgical Center. They realign, they renew. Healthy in every way.
Sitting around a fireplace is relaxing, cozy, and romantic. If your old fireplace needs a facelift, contact the professionals at Hipster, 269 East Main Street in Bern. Hi, this is Jason, and we can give you a new fireplace, gas logs, a new mantle, or we can even cover your old brick with updated stone or tile. Give Hipster a call or stop by the showroom downtown Bern to see how we can turn your fireplace back into the relaxing, romantic centerpiece again.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction of Red Key are proud to be serving the commercial and industrial businesses here in the Jay County area. For all of your concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service, depend on Mid-States of Red Key. Proud to support our Jay County Patriots on the sports scene and in the classroom. Brooks Fugit, Jim Persinger, and their staff at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction, 6748 West, 600 South, Red Key.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, looking quickly at the junior varsity game, which was won by Jay County tonight.
48-28, a Patriot victory for the Indians. Dylan Evers and Owen Shane with 8 each. Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Ian Holman each with 4. The Jay County game, Link with 19, Matt Franks with 12. 7 for Gavin Randall, 4 for Noah Arbuckle, and 2 each for Corbin Ocker, Gabe Faulkner, and Landon Grimes. Jay County goes to 5-2, the Indians to 1-4. 48-32, Jay County wins the junior varsity game.
We'll be back with the start of the second half right after this.
Registration for Ivy Tech courses is now open, and Ivy Tech offers many degree choices, including technology, business, agriculture, healthcare, informatics, and general studies. Ivy Tech is your most affordable choice. And with credits that transfer and a name that's trusted by employers, it's a smart choice. And Ivy Tech classes are offered close to home, including here in Portland at the John Jay Center. Stop by the John Jay Center in downtown Portland for more information.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Action back in. Fort Recovery with the ball to start the third quarter. Ryan Braun misses a layup and a foul on Ryan Braun after he missed it. He reached in.
A lot of times after a missed shot, you're mad at yourself and go for the rebound and you commit a foul.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsors tonight, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well, Cooper Farms, and also Adams Memorial Hospital in Decatur, offering convenient family and maternity care that works for you, Adams Memorial Hospital. Stolen by Peyton Judy. Actually, Jay County just threw it to him, and Michael Schlechte saves the layup, but commits the foul as he tried to knock the ball out of Peyton Judy's hands. And Peyton will go at the free throw line for two shots here.
First foul on Michael Schlechte tonight.
So Mr. Judy steps up there, pretty good shooter, and he got the first one.
Update for the Jay County listeners, Eric Himmelgarn and the St. Francis Cougars leading at the half, 24-7.
Sounds like they're headed for their second national title. This one's also good. And it's a tie game, 23-23. I think that's the first time it's been tied since it was 0-0.
Yes.
Holton Hill with the ball for Jay County. Michael Schlechte on the left. It goes to Cole Stugelman. Ran into Ryan Schlechte, actually. Cole will pass off to Ryan Schlechte, and timeout's called by Jay County.
Coach Craig didn't like the spacing, and we'll talk about it.
Jay County calls time. We'll be back.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
And, of course, you'll find Pack-A-Sack right here in Fort Recovery and also in Jay County, Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. They're all around Pack-A-Sack, and they'll be open on Christmas Day. If you need anything on Christmas Day, they'll be open. Cole Stugelman right side to Ryan Schlechte. 23-23 tie. Jay County with the ball. Back out to Schlechte. Schlechte dribbles, fires a 15-footer, and got it. Ryan Schlechte drove to the side of the lane, set his feet, and jumped in the air and drills the shot, giving Jay County a two-point lead at 25-23.
Ryan appears to be playing with a lot of confidence tonight. I'd like to see that more from him.
Grant Kanapke on the left to Petey. Peyton Judy drains the three, and that gives the Indians a lead back. 26-25 on Peyton Judy's three-point shot, and he has a total tonight
of 11. Third three and a couple free throws.
Indians steal the ball. Cade Wendell with it. Down comes Cade. He'll feed over here to Ryan Braun. Cross-court pass to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling back over here to Peyton Judy. A long three. He didn't get this one. And there's a foul on Cole Stugelman. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't think the real issue is the foul. I think it's how late it took to be called.
It was a pretty late call. I will say that.
Yeah, Cole Stugelman definitely did shove him down.
Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsors, Cooper Farms. Enjoy Cooper Farms turkey for your Christmas dinner this year. And also brought to you by your friends at Adams Memorial Hospital in Decatur. Adams Memorial Hospital, offering convenient and compassionate care. Ryan Braun with the basketball, top of the key. He'll feed on the left to Cade Wendell. Wendell now goes back here to Ryan Braun. There's Peyton Judy with it. Judy goes inside, fires and hits. Nice little shot by Peyton Judy. Clayton Pearson in the game now, and Clayton was dealing with illness to start the year. Good to see him back in the lineup.
He's a 6'2 junior for the Indians.
Actually, it wasn't Clayton. It was wrong identity there. It was Clay Smits who had the illness to start the year, not Clayton Pearson.
Clay instead of Clayton. Now a 28-25 lead for Fort Recovery. 5:14 left in the third.
Jay County with the ball inbounds here. It's over to Houghton Hill, back to Cole Stigelman. Left corner to Ryan Schlechte, back out to Cole Stigelman. Here's Houghton Hill, right side now to Max Mosier. Houghton Hill with it. 28-25, the Indians lead by three over Jay County here. Jay County did lead at halftime, 25-23, but the Patriots have not scored yet in this quarter. On the left to Ryan Schlechte.
It's actually 23-21, so just 2 points for Jay County this quarter.
Okay, you are right.
Ryan Schlechte had a bucket.
Yes, and now a foul is called on somebody, Trevor Vaughn or Wyatt Giesman. Going to call Trevor Vaughn with the foul. He and Wyatt Giesman were battling each other.
Could really have seen a couple fouls there, too.
Noah Lennertz will come in for Fort Recovery, replacing Trevor Vaughn. Here's an inbounds pass for Jay County. Cole Stigelman to Ryan Schlechte. On the left to Cole Stigelman. Now to Max Mosier between the circles. Right side to Ryan Schlechte. He'll pass underneath to Cole Stigelman, and a foul's on Cade Wendell.
Yeah, Cole Stigelman had his jersey held.
Number three, I think, on Cade.
It is. Fourth of the half already on Fort Recovery.
So Jay County will put the ball in play. Cole Stigelman lobs it in to Ryan Schlechte. Cooper Farms and Adams Memorial Hospital are third quarter scoreboard sponsor, and it reads 28-25, and the ball is stolen by Fort Recovery. On the steal there was Clayton Pearson. Right side it goes. Clayton has it. There's Ryan Braun. Braun dribbles to the free throw line. A collision between Braun and Houghton Hill. No call. Over to Peyton Judy on the left. Back out to Ryan Braun. Here's Clayton Pearson. Tries to get it into Noah Lennertz, and Noah has it. Back outside to Pearson. Now there's Peyton Judy, lobs it inside to Lennertz. Lennertz is going to be called for traveling. So traveling on Noah as he tried to find room to get to the hole, and he couldn't get in there.
First turnover of the second half on Fort Recovery. That's five tonight. Jay has 12.
3:42 to go in the third quarter.
Fort Recovery leading by three, but it seems like it's a lot more.
Only a couple of timeouts tonight, I think one by each team, and that's been it.
Really not that many stops.
Wyatt Giesman will feed back to Ryan Schlechte. Ryan free throw line jumper, got it. Ryan Schlechte having a nice game tonight, and that brings the lead back to 1 point at 28-27.
Ryan ties the season high with 9 points now.
Peyton Judy right side for the Indians. Off the screen by Noah Lennertz. Judy now will direct traffic. Feed over on the left to Ryan Braun. There's Derek Judy on the left wing. Derek will bring it out towards the top of the key. Stop. Passes the right side to Peyton Judy. Peyton looks for a teammate. Guarded by Parker Grimes. Judy goes to the free throw line. Now dumps it off to Derek Judy. Back inside it goes to Ryan Braun. Goes through the hole and he missed it. But he's fouled on the play by, I think, Wyatt Giesman.
That's what it looked like.
Free throw's coming. We'll be back.
Sometimes we can get carried away celebrating the holidays. At Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne in Portland, they've seen the results when things go too far. Mike, Jeff, and Brett remind you to make this holiday safe for you, your family, and others on the road. Arms Auto Body, 726-7343, is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Arms Auto Body would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
Ryan Braun hits one of two free throws, and the ball, I think, went off of Noah Leonard's out of bounds, so Jay County gets it. It's a two-point game now, 29-27, thanks to Ryan Braun. Here's Wyatt Geisman going to the hole, and he lays it in. Nobody there to shut him off. Wyatt Geisman ties the game, 29-29, Jay County Fort Recovery. And what should we expect anything less than a very close ball game between these two schools? And we've got it again tonight. There's Clayton Pearson, a long shot, no good. Rebound, Ryan Schlechte. Schlechte feeds down to Wyatt Geisman, letting too much, and threw it away.
Coach Craig not really upset about that one, just trying to make something happen. Our second tie of the game at 29 with 2:11 to play in the third.
Next game for Fort Recovery, they'll be at South Adams on Tuesday. Jay County's next game at home with Winchester on Tuesday. Ryan Braun, right side to Derek Judy. Out top to Peyton Judy, three-point shot. He can't get it to go down. Tipped out by Noah Leonard, but Jay County ends up with the ball. Ryan Schlechte has it.
Four Patriots actually went for the rebound and almost out-muscled each other.
Cole Stigelman at the timeline feeds over to Holton Hill. Holton dribbles in, lost the ball. They say it went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds.
Another good Jay County Fort Recovery game. Girls game was a good one this year. Fort Recovery won out by four.
Coming in now for Fort Recovery is Clay Smith. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound. Parker Grimes lost the ball. Back up again. Got it. Parker Grimes scoring, and that puts the Patriots of Jay County up by two, 31-29. Indians with the ball. Chance to tie or go ahead here. Derek Judy between the circles. Holton Hill swipes the ball from him. Here's Ryan Schlechte laying it in. Ryan Schlechte gives the Patriots a four-point lead, 33-29. Jay County down by 11 at the end of the first quarter, but ever since then, the Patriots have fought back, and now they lead here by four. There's Judy, three-pointer, he got it. Peyton Judy with a three.
He does not need much room to get that shot off.
He loves it, loves to shoot the three, and he's great at it. 33-32, and there's Peyton Judy knocking the ball out of bounds on the hustle play.
16 points tonight for Peyton Judy.
Noah Leonard will go out of the game for Fort Recovery, and Trevor Vaughn will come back in. A one-point game, Jay County leading 33-32 here in the Cooper Farms at Adams Memorial Hospital third quarter with 35 seconds to go. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery would like to be your grain marketing partner. Call Cooper Farms to sell your corn, 800-637-7161. And Adams Memorial Hospital, offering convenient and compassionate care. Adams Memorial Hospital, Decatur, healthy in every way. They're our scoreboard sponsor. It reads 33-32, J by one. Down to 10 seconds. Here's Cole Stigelman going to the hole, and he lays it in. Cole Stigelman scoring, and Fort Recovery with the ball. Chance for a shot. Peyton Judy a three. Oh, just off the mark. No good.
That's pretty deep, and Judy still about got it to go.
Long three by Peyton, but he couldn't get it to go down. We've completed three. It's Jay County 35, Fort Recovery 32. Thanks to Cooper Farms and the Adams Memorial Hospital for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ho, ho, ho. All those who want Cooper Smoked Turkey for Christmas this year, say aye.
Aye.
Ho, ho, ho. You're making it easy on Santa this year. Ho, ho, ho.
Gobble.
Yes, you get on the sleigh. Watch out for Rudolph there.
Gobble.
You too, get on there.
There you have it, folks. Turkey is an excellent choice for Christmas dinner this year. Eat more turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we start the fourth quarter, and Jay County finds Cole Stigelman underneath wide open, and it's a 37-32 five-point lead now as Cole Stigelman scores. He has a total of how many? 12?
Yes, 12.
Peyton Judy on a three. Can't get that one to go. Cole Stigelman got the rebound. Cole brings it down, feeds to Max Mosier, who lays it in. Patriots beat the Indians down the court.
Yeah, they need a timeout. Coach Baseball agrees.
39-32. Jay County, a 7-point lead over the Fort Recovery Indians. Timeout on the court. We'll be back.
During this wonderful holiday season, the Jay County Hospital Board of Trustees and the employees of the Jay County Hospital, Family First Healthcare, Family Practice of Jay County, Jay Family Medicine, Tri-County Surgery, and Meridian MD West Jay Clinic thank you for your trust and continued support. Wishing you happy holidays and a healthy new year, your Jay County Hospital.
When it comes to projects, I start them and I get stuck.
You know, a lot of times a job doesn't get finished because you don't have the right tools to begin with. I walked Rich through all our Craftsman hand tools, power tools, everything that makes us the neighborhood place for Craftsman.
Ace is the place to start with tools that finish the job. Craftsman.
Adams County's largest full-line lumber yard, Habega Race Lumber, Highway 27 North, Bern, and West Market Street in Bluffton, Indiana.
Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors tonight, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, and also brought to you by the fine folks at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery with the ball, down by 7 now. That's their biggest deficit. Here's Peyton Judy inside. He missed it. Rebound, Ryan Schlechte, and now the ball's loose again. Picked up by Peyton Judy. He scores, and he's fouled on the play.
Well, a big turn there. They kind of had the ball, turned it over, and Recovery gets an and one, maybe.
Peyton Judy, a big basket there off the glass. And he'll be at the line for a free throw to bring the lead possibly down to 4 points.
Well, Eastman gets his second foul. He'll go out of the game.
Here we go with Peyton Judy at the line. Outstanding junior, puts it up, and it is good. He's pretty good at the line. He rarely misses.
Perfect so far tonight, 3 for 3.
Jay County with the ball. Full court press by Fort Recovery. Here comes Cole Stigelman. He'll circle back outside, being hawked by Peyton Judy. Cole Stigelman has the ball knocked loose by Peyton Judy, and a jump ball is going to be called now, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. You know, for Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, be sure to see your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Also, don't forget Hall Brothers Incorporated has a lot of great Christmas gift ideas, including farm toys at Hall Brothers. Timeout. The Jay County Patriots will be back.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
And as we've said before, Pack-A-Sack, of course, is located in Fort Recovery and in Jay County in Portland, Dunkirk, Regte, and Bryant. Cade Wendell with the ball. The Indians are down by four with the basketball. Over on the left to Peyton Judy. He'll lob it in to Noah Leonard. Back out to Judy on the wing. Peyton looks for the shot. Can't find it. Being guarded by Ryan Chalecki. Out to Derek Judy. Right side it goes. Now back out top. Judy on the left to Derek Judy. Peyton Judy to Derek Judy. Back out top it goes now to Fort Recovery's Clay Smith. Here's a three-point shot by Peyton Judy, and he drills it again. Makes it a one-point game, so after a seven-point lead, it's dribbled down to one. Jay County still with the lead and has the ball.
Now 6-0 Peyton Judy run.
39-38. Cole Stigelman lost the ball as he tries to dribble inside. It's loose. Scrambling. And a jump ball is finally called. That goes to Jay County. Wow. Well, isn't that great? I mean, the effort by both these teams is really fantastic. They are really hustling out there.
Definitely want to win this game. Big rivalry, and you can see it out there.
Cole Stigelman will toss it in for the Patriots. Goes out deep to Holton Hill. 5:39 left in the fourth quarter on the Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Inside to Cole Stigelman. He will dribble. Back out to Ryan Chalecki. Guarded by Peyton Judy. Now here's Cole Stigelman. Goes inside. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the drive. It'll be out of bounds to Jay County.
Two foul number five on the Indians.
Noah Leonard's got nailed for that one.
Kind of an odd stat. Fort Recovery yet to have a rebound here in the second half. There haven't been that many missed shots, but still no rebounds for the Indians.
One of the key facts right now is one of the main guys for the Indians on defense, Cade Wendell, has four fouls. Cole Stigelman lobs it in to Holton Hill. He'll dribble into the lane, passes on the left to Cole Stigelman. Back outside to Ryan Chalecki. Right side to Holton Hill. Oh, almost fell down.
He wanted a foul call, too.
Cole Stigelman, top of the key to Parker Grimes. Right side to Wyatt Giesman. Wyatt dribbles, stops, back outside to Holton Hill. Cole Stigelman now. Stigelman drives in, feeds back to Hill. Holton Hill to Cole Stigelman. Way out on the wing. Tries to drive off the screen, can't do so, and the ball is knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. Coming up with the basketball there for the Fort Recovery Indians that time on a big play was Clayton Pearson. Peyton Judy with the ball, and oh, almost a foul on Wyatt Giesman. Ryan Braun ended up with the ball on the left of Cade Wendell. I probably would have called that one a foul myself. What about you?
Very close. If he got the steal, they would have called the foul.
Peyton Judy at three. He gets it, and the Indians get the lead back at 41-39.
That's nine in a row now for Peyton Judy and the Indians. And all nine for Judy.
It was 39-32, Jay, and now it's 41-39 for Recovery. Getting down to a half a quarter to go. Jay County here, the last few possessions have not had hardly any decent shot at all.
Three turnovers and one missed shot. And the missed shot wasn't a good one either.
Wyatt Giesman goes to the hole, lays it up and missed it. Rebound Ryan Braun. He made the opening for himself, but he couldn't finish with the layup.
There's that first rebound of Fort Recovery for the second half.
Really?
A big spot.
Well, that was.
There haven't been that many missed shots in this half.
Pearson will pass on the left to Peyton Judy. Almost falls out of bounds, but gets it over here to Noah Leonard.
Wyatt Giesman probably lucky like he didn't even call for a foul again.
Cade Wendell passes to Ryan Braun. He got the three-pointer for the left side, and the Indians lead 44-39, and Jay County calls timeout as Fort Recovery has run in 12 in a row to take a five-point lead. We'll be back.
Arms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 48 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Christmas gift store that's hidden in plain sight. With Christmas decor, purses, jewelry, women's apparel, candles, Melissa and Doug toys, tie, and lots more toys, plus stocking stuffers and a baby boutique. Where is this amazing store? Inside Adams Memorial Hospital. The Adams Memorial Gift Shop offers thousands of items. See for yourself. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Santa will be pleased you visited the Adams Memorial Hospital Gift Shop.
Fantastic game going on here. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. Back at Portland, our studio producer, Christian Peterson. And here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it's Mr. Neil Spencer.
See tonight, just too many turnovers for the Patriots. Up to 16, Fort Recovery only has 6.
And it's almost another one, but Ryan Schlecki tries to pass inside. It's stolen away by Derek Judy. Derek comes down, feeds off to Ryan Braun. He lays it in. It's 14 points in a row for the Indians, and they lead 46-39. 14 in a row for Fort Recovery.
Really about the reverse of last year's game where Jay County went on a big run.
And a foul's called inside on Fort Recovery. Not the 1-1 yet, but the next one will be. This was on Noah Leonard.
25 points tonight for Peyton Judy. 15 for Ryan Braun.
It's right about his average. So inside to Michael Schlecki. It's a foul on Noah Leonard, and Schlecki will go to the line for 2 shots. So we'll be right back.
Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
And Michael Schlecki finally stops the bleeding for Jay County as he hits a free throw.
Referee got the foul wrong, too. He gave it to Ryan Braun instead of Leonard.
And the second free throw's no good. The ball almost in the hands of Wyatt Giesman, but it popped out of there. And Fort Recovery with it, leading 46-40 now. Left side, Peyton Judy, 3-point shot. Doesn't go. And it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, I believe. Yep, Noah Leonard.
I'm almost surprised when Judy misses a three now. Clayton Pearson checks back in for the Indians, and Cade Wendell out.
2:21, still time for the Patriots of Jay County, but the Indians have the mo going for them right now, that's for sure. Cole Stigelman's been taken out of the offense altogether.
Yeah, he's barely had the ball in this fourth quarter.
Here he drives, and he scores. Just as I say that, Cole Stigelman makes it 46-42. A 4-point lead. Jay County's going into a trapping defense here.
A lot of times it leads to an open basket on the down low.
Peyton Judy gets it. He's double teamed and he's fouled by Holton Hill. Yep.
He's on number 5 on Jay County.
Out of bounds, not the 1-1. Kate Wendell comes back in for the Indians.
Not really a bad foul. Jay County wants to get closer to 7 in case they have to foul.
Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, along with Fort Recovery Lumber Company. And it reads Fort Recovery 46, Jay County 42. Fort Recovery with the ball also. Fort Recovery's eating some of the clock away here.
Yeah, playing keep away, it almost seems.
Minute and a half stolen by Wyatt Giesman, and Wyatt got it back, and he dunks it. Wyatt Giesman dunking the ball to make it a 2-point game.
46-44. Giesemann knocked it loose. I think it was Ryan Selecki who grabbed it and threw it back to him, and he dunked it. The ball is tipped away, and it's out of bounds off Jay County.
Yep.
Patriots have definitely turned up the defensive pressure and Fort Recovery wants timeout.
It's a two-point game, folks. Hang in there. Great game going on here. Fort Recovery 46, Jay County 44. We'll be back.
Christmas gift store that's hidden in plain sight. With Christmas decor, purses, jewelry, women's apparel, candles, Melissa and Doug toys, tie, and lots more toys, plus stocking stuffers and a baby boutique. Where is this amazing store? Inside Adams Memorial Hospital. The Adams Memorial Gift Shop offers thousands of items. See for yourself. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Santa will be pleased you visited the Adams Memorial Hospital Gift Shop.
1:10 left to go in this game. It's 46 for Fort Recovery, 44 for Jay County. Jay County led 39-32, then the Indians rolled off 14 points in a row, and now Jay County's rolled off 5 in a row.
Well, Jay County defense has turned up the pressure. If they don't get a turnover in the first 20 seconds or so, probably have to think about fouling here.
Jay County only has 5 fouls, so they do have one to give. Derek Judy on the left to Cade Wendell. Indians walk it down across the timeline. Jay County back in a man-for-man defense here. Cade Wendell on the right to Derek Judy. Derek will pass over here to Ryan Braun at the center circle. Back to Cade Wendell. Wendell dribbling the basketball. Wendell's playing with 4 fouls. Peyton Judy with it now. Down to 46 seconds, and now the Patriots are going to have to foul.
Yeah, about 10 seconds longer than I thought they would.
They don't see it, and the time is ticking away here. A stripped away by Cole Stigelman, and they're going to call a foul on Cole. That was pretty close to a steal there.
Only 33 and a half seconds to play.
Yeah, Coach Craig wanted him to foul about 15 seconds ago.
Yeah, both Coach Craigs. Garrett was over there saying, hey, we need to foul.
33 seconds left in the game. Fort Recovery leads by 2, 46-44. And Peyton Judy falls down, and the ball goes off of Judy out of bounds. No call on the foul. And Jay County will get it underneath their own basket, a chance to tie the game.
They said both players had a right to the basketball, and it was Judy who knocked it out last.
So Cole Stigelman will toss it in.
Almost like a football pass down the field, and whoever can get to it, it's just knocked out. Now the referee will play cleanup crew.
A little moisture on the ground. Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Check out their selection of farm toys for Christmas gifts. They also have a nice selection of clothing for adults and children at Hall Brothers. And by Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials, it's Fort Recovery Lumber. 31 seconds to go. Pass comes out to Holton Hill. Holton comes in, feeds over to Wyatt Giesemann. Now to Cole Stigelman. Now to Holton Hill. 25 seconds left. You know, Holton had a wide open shot there.
I thought that too.
Wide open. He didn't take it. Cole Stigelman right side. Back out to Ryan Selecki, Holton Hill. And they've got timeout Jay County with 12 seconds to go. Timeout Patriots. Jay County's down by 2 points. We shall return after this.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction of Red Key are proud to be serving the commercial and industrial businesses here in the Jay County area. For all of your concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service, depend on Mid-States of Red Key. Proud to support our Jay County Patriots on the sports scene and in the classroom. Brooks Fugit, Jim Persinger, and their staff at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction. 6740 38 West, 600 South, Red Key.
Okay, here we go. 12 seconds left. Jay County with the ball underneath their own hoop. Cole Spiegelman, Port Recovery leads by two. Over to Ryan Selecki, right side. Goes to Michael Selecki, and a foul's called on Port Recovery. That's going to be two shots for Michael Selecki. And he's a pretty good free thrower. So he has a chance to tie the game.
You're 1-1. It's about called a shooting foul. So 1-1 for Michael Selecki.
A timeout is called by Fort Recovery. Hang in there, folks. We got 8 seconds to go. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leads by two, but Jay County is at the free throw line.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home ID team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home ID service can be a safe and a cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314, caring for you and about you.
Okay, Michael Selecki goes to the free throw line. A chance to tie the game with a 1-1. And 8 seconds left in the contest. Do we see an overtime coming?
It could happen.
Michael Selecki at the line. It's up there, and it is no good. Rebound, Port Recovery, and Wyatt Giesman has to foul immediately.
Wow.
Out for Jay County, and Ryan Braun, a big rebound there for the Indians.
Before that missed free throw, Michael Selecki was 14 for 15 at the line on the season. And only missed once.
Well, a lot of pressure there.
Yes. Indians will just have a 1-1 here. Again, Ryan Braun.
He's a good one. He's a good free throw.
He's 3-for-4 tonight.
Eyes the basket, lets it up, and it's no good. Rebound, Jay County, and a timeout, Jay County. With 5 seconds left. Oh, my goodness.
So what do you expect? Two good free throw shooters. Michael Selecki goes, misses a 1-1. Ryan Braun, a good free throw shooter, misses a 1-1. So here we go again.
Timeout. Timeout again. 5 seconds to go. We'll be back.
Register for courses at Ivy Tech Community College now. Ivy Tech offers many degree choices, including technology, business, healthcare, informatics, general studies, agriculture, and more. Classes are available in person or online. Ivy Tech is your most affordable choice. And with credits that transfer and a name that's trusted by employers, it's a smart choice. For more information about enrolling in Ivy Tech, including classes which are offered right here in Portland, stop by the John Jay Center for Learning in the historic Weiler Building in downtown Portland.
You know, fans, if you need an outstanding late model used car or truck, see Scott Bowersock or Nathan Hunt at Mosier Motors at the north edge of Portland on Highway 27. They have a terrific deal right now on lots of vehicles. Mosier Motors in Portland. Here we go. 5 seconds to Cole Stigelman. Stigelman across the timeline. Takes a three-point shot. It's no good off the rim, and that's the game. That shot was right on line. It was just a little short.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was the timeout. Jay County would go for the three, and Cole had a good look at it. Had a defender in his face. I think that was the determining factor there. The defender was really in his face, and Cole left it short.
Great ball game. Hope you folks enjoyed it. 46-44. Fort Recovery defeats the Jay County Patriots. And I thank you to our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for outstanding quality building materials, and Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. And also, we thank Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Again, don't forget, they have a nice selection of farm toys, great Christmas gifts at Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stick around. We're going to try to talk to both coaches if we can. We'll give you all the stats of the game here. Our postgame brought to you by Portland Insurance for all of your insurance needs. See Steve Arnold or Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance for all of your insurance needs, including farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance. Portland Insurance, 115 East Main, downtown Portland, your postgame sponsor of our postgame coverage tonight. We'll be back in a moment. Give you some of the stats and those coaches' interviews coming up right after we pause for this.
With the holiday shopping season upon us, your friends at Pack-A-Sack want to encourage you to do your holiday shopping in Jay County. Our Jay County merchants now offer a wide variety of products and services that can save you both time and money over those long trips to other cities. Plus, every time you make a purchase with a Jay County business, you help fuel the fire that has put Jay County back on the map as a strong business community. Best wishes for a joyous holiday season from everyone at Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Beer Power Sports has a holiday sales event you can't beat. Save up to $500 off Polaris accessories, even if you already own a Polaris vehicle. That's right, up to $500 off. So let Beer Power Sports help you this Christmas season with your holiday shopping needs. With specials going on now through December, stop by and see Beer Power Sports on Highway 27 at the south edge of Bern. Beer Power Sports, you've got the passion, we've got the ride.
Well, we have Chris Craig first here. We hope to talk to Mike Bayshore also this evening. But, Chris, wow, what a ball game, huh?
Just like we expected, Rob. I mean, you know, basketball is a game of runs. You know, they started the game out with a big run.
14-3 at the end of the first quarter.
And then we came back with a huge run to take the lead going into halftime. I mean, and then they started out the third quarter with a big run. And they actually had it for quite a little while there. But then we got it late, got within two. And I'll be honest, Rob, we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
You know, not disappointing the kids at all. I mean, the effort was great.
On the effort from both sides, it was amazing. I mean, it was really tough for your kids to try to get a shot off there in that last quarter.
And Judy, I mean, we did everything we could to that kid. Well, we contested everyone's three shots. We kept getting a little closer and closer because you got to be there. And the kid's just a phenomenal shooter tonight. I mean, he was just lights out. What did he have? How many threes? One, two, three, four, five, six threes on the night.
I think. 25 points,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he got him down for 23 in the book, something about right. But anyway, yeah, six three-pointers. I mean, the kid can play. And then the Braun kid came in and gave them a great job. I'm proud of our kids. You know, these are games. We just got to find a way to win these close games. Like I said, we just had back-to-back nights like that. You know, I said, you'll be all right. But, you know, we just got to keep going.
Last shot of the game, Cole Stiegelman had a good shot. Was that what you wanted?
Yeah, I'll be honest. We really wanted to get to the basket if he could, and he couldn't. He pulled up. I thought it was in. You know, he had great rotation. Right on line. It's just a little short.
Yeah.
You know, and when that was going, I'm thinking, dang, we just won this basketball game. But it just fell a little short. I mean, not to be ashamed of. I'm proud of our kids' effort, and we battled. That's all we can do.
Well, again, Fort Recovery, if you just tuned in, wins tonight 46-44. Looked like the Patriots had the bow going for you with a 39-32 lead, and then the Indians roll off 14 in a row.
It's a game of runs, you know, and 14 in a row. If I'm right, probably 12 of them was Judy's, it felt like. Well, between Judy and Braun, you know, those two kids, they hurt us from the outside. And they picked up their intensity. We told the kids that you got to wave the storm, weather the storm, because it's coming. We know it was coming, and it felt like we did for the most part. You know, but I'm proud of our kids. You know, they battled. We just fell up a little short tonight. Like I said, we kind of had the momentum on our side. We just ran out of time.
Well, quite a game. You love the effort from both sides.
Yes, and, very much so.
Again, congratulations on that. One more game before Christmas,
That's
Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
At home against Winchester. Well, thanks for coming up, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
Chris Craig, head coach of Jay County. We'll try to talk with Coach Bayshore also here and give you all the stats of the game, so don't go away. We'll return in just a moment.
This is Catalina Conley with McDonald's of Portland. As another year draws to a close, we find ourselves reflecting on this past year and looking forward to a new one. McDonald's of Portland thanks each of you, our valued customers, for your support, and we look forward to serving you in the coming years. So from everyone at McDonald's, we wish you the happiest of the holidays. McDonald's Restaurant, North Meridian Street of Portland.
Well, we go from one coach to another. We have Mike Bayshore with us now, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Wow, what a game, huh? I told you it was going to be a good one.
Yeah. you know, hats off to them. You know, we jumped on them really big in that first quarter, and then they just came out and punched us in the mouth in the second quarter. So they're obviously a well-coached team. They execute, like I talked about before, they execute their stuff. Their kids play tremendously hard. And I was kind of, you know, if we would have went another 15 seconds, who knows, they might have been on top. It's just one of those games. Hats off to their staff for getting them ready to play. And like I said, we jumped on them early, and we couldn't get away from them, and they came back and took the lead. And then they came, after we got close again, they stretched out a little bit farther. So they gave us everything we could want, and that's a good basketball team there.
Fort Recovery fell behind 39-32, and then you called timeout. Whatever you said was the right thing, because you got 14 in a row after that.
No. What it was we just started getting maximum effort out of everybody. You know, the very next play, it was a missed shot, but we kind of had a scrum for the loose ball and got the rebound and put it back in and got fouled. We started getting tie-ups. I mean, everything started going our way. We preach to the kids all the time. When you're out hustling people, you usually get those breaks. Those things started happening for us because our kids just turned it into a different gear as far as their effort.
Well, Jay County, after that initial run there late in the game where they went ahead, boy, they had difficulty finding a shot of any kind. Your defense was just amazing.
Yeah, you know, this is the 5 games in, and we've held somebody under 54 times, and that's something we take a little bit of pride in. You know, we feel we've had a good defensive night if we can hold somebody under 50. And so we did that. My kids played hard when they needed, after getting kind of punched in the face. I'm so proud of my kids tonight after what happened last night to fight back from that. Like you said, down seven, and to come back and go on that big run and take the lead and then hold it away at the end and kind of held our breath on that last second shot. It didn't go in, but
yeah, it was right on line. It's a little bit short for him, that's for sure.
He's a heck of a ball player. The three.
Yeah, I think that was his best game of the year. We've seen him play obviously all the games, and he was on tonight, that's for sure. And again, I just love the effort that the two teams gave tonight.
It's fun, and it's in a good atmosphere. You know, Jake County brought a decent amount of people, so their fans are yelling just as loud as our fans. It's fun to coach in those kind of games. It's fun to play in those kind of games, and even better when you win those kind of games.
Absolutely. And boy, Peyton, another terrific night offensively for him. He can shoot the threes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was getting some really good looks tonight. But I'm more impressed with how he played defensively. You know, like I said, he got a couple steals, a couple loose balls. I mean, he was really sacrificing himself on that end of the floor, too. So he was earning the right to take those shots down at the other end as well. And then, to be honest with you, we got different contributions from kids that, you know, Noah Leonard's played well in the first half, and he hadn't been seen a lot of time. Clayton Pearson got a couple of steals in the fourth quarter there, a couple of loose balls, and he hasn't been seeing much time, and we're still working Clay Schmitz in there, you know.
Yeah, how is Clay doing?
He's getting his sea legs back a little bit. You know, if you look at the end of the game, we had two freshmen on the floor, and they were tough as nails in those kind of situations, and we had no problem putting them out there.
Well, congratulations, Mike, on a nice win here. Moves your record to 4-1 now. You've got to take on another Indiana foe on Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, not much rest for us. You know, we get right back at it on Tuesday, but our kids are feeling pretty good about themselves, and we're real proud of them.
Well, congratulations again. We'll let you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of Fort Recovery. Again, that game the Indians have in Indiana is at South Adams on Tuesday night. Fort Recovery pulls off the win. After falling behind by 7, 39-32, they run off 14 points in a row and hang on from there to win 46-44. And, after they had that 14-point run, they didn't score again, did they, Justin?
No, they held it at 46 and just enough time left, and not enough time left for Jay County to complete the comeback.
We'll give you the stats right after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, or Steve Arnold at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Your health is of utmost importance to the Adams Memorial Hospital family, and there's no need to travel for most procedures. Services provided by Adams General Surgery with Dr. Lindsay Hartley, members of the Adams Health Network at Adams Memorial Hospital. Ask your physician for a referral or call 260-728-3928 for an appointment. Visit www.adamshospital.org for a complete list of services. Adams Memorial, exceptional care, close to you.
And now, a very special announcement from the children of Dave's Heating and Cooling.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Kenley, Taylor,
Colton.
Merry Christmas.
The entire family at Dave's Heating and Cooling wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, if you tuned in late, fans, you missed a heck of a game. 46-44. Fort Recovery defeats the Jay County Patriots tonight. And I know that Fort Recovery Radio, we're on Fort Recovery Radio tonight also, and I know Neil always puts the games into archives there on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So if you want to hear the game back and you missed it, you can find it on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Yeah, just two hard-fought teams. Two teams that fought as hard as they could tonight. This is Fort Recovery coming away with the win, and we'll get to the stats here in a little bit. But Jay County shot the ball as well as you can and still lose the game. But, again, just a good effort from both teams here tonight.
Take it away, sir.
All right, let's look at the stats first. For Fort Recovery in the first half, they were 7 for 21 for 33%. In the third quarter, 3 of 8 for 38%. The fourth quarter, 5 for 8 for 63%. So in the second half, Fort Recovery, 8 of 16 for 50%. In the end tonight, 15 for 37 from the field, 41% field goal shooting. Three-pointers, 3 for 10 in the first half, 5 for 11 in the second. Fort Recovery tonight, 8 for 21, 38% three-point shooting. And free throws, 4 for 4 in the first half, 4 for 6 in the second. The Indians, 8 of 10, 80% at the free throw line. Jay County tonight, the first half, 8 of 16 for 50%. Third quarter, 6 of 7 for 86%. Fourth quarter, 4 for 7 for 57%. Jay County shot 10 of 14, 71% in the second half. And for the game, 18 for 30, 60% field goal shooting. Three-pointers, 4 for 7 the first half, 0 for 2 in the second. Jay, 4 for 9, 44% on threes. And free throws, 3 for 4 in the first, and 1 for 3 in the second half. Again, 4 for 7, 57% free throws for Jay. Rebounding, 20 to 13 in favor of the Patriots. And turnovers is the big number for Jay. 17 turnovers tonight compared to only 8 for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Probably your game right there.
Yeah, that's the difference right there. Plus, the Indians had 8 three-pointers and Jay County had 4. But otherwise, pretty good numbers there for the Patriots here tonight. 25 points for Peyton Judy, 15 for Ryan Braun, 4 for Noah Leonard, and 2 for Derek Judy. For the Patriots, 14 for Cole Stigelman, 11 for Ryan Schilecki. That's a season high for Ryan. 8 points for Michael Schilecki, 4 points for Wyatt Giesman, 3 for Holton Hill, 2 for Max Moser, and 2 for Parker Grimes. Indians led it 14-3 after 1. Jay County led it 23-21 at the half. Jay 35-32 after 3. Indians outscored the Patriots 14-9 in the fourth quarter. In the final, Fort Recovery 46, Jay County 42. Patriots dropped to 3-4. Fort Recovery improved to 4-1.
We'll give you the JV game right after this.
The holidays are meant to be a time for family and faith, of making memories, forgetting our troubles, and resting in the hope of peace and goodwill on earth. It's the Christmas season, which helps remind us to count our blessings. So here at Portland Insurance, we would simply like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to service your insurance needs. Portland Insurance is located at 115 East Main in downtown Portland.
Sometimes we can get carried away celebrating the holidays. At Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne in Portland, they've seen the results when things go too far. Mike, Jeff, and Brett remind you to make this holiday safe for you, your family, and others on the road. Arms Auto Body, 726-7343, is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Arms Auto Body would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
This is your lucky day.
How?
Buy a new barbecue grill from Hitzer in Bern and receive $125 in free accessories.
Wow, that's a lot of savings.
There's more.
Tell me.
The Big Green Egg, the Saber Gas Grill, and the Louisiana Pellet Grills are all on sale.
Sale prices and free accessories on barbecue grills from Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern. Can it get any better?
I don't think so. It's an early Christmas sales event at Hitzer.
Here's Justin again with the wrap-up of the junior varsity game, which was won by Jay County tonight.
Yeah, that was won by the Patriots 48-32.
They led all the way 14-2 after one, 23-7 at the half, 36-20 after three, and again 48-32 the final. For the Indians, 8 points for Owen Shane and Dylan Evers. 4 each for Gavin Toby, Riley Post, Brian Benn, and Ian Holman. For Jay County, Gabe Link with 19, just one shy of a season high of 20. Matt Franks with 12. Gavin Randall with 7. Noah Arbuckle with 4. Corbin Ocker, Gabe Faulkner, Landon Grimes with 2 each. Jay improves to 5-2. The Indians drop to 1-4. Again, 48-32. Jay County wins the junior varsity game tonight.
Great game tonight for these two teams, Fort Recovery, Jay County, and the varsity action. Again, the Indians win by 2, 46-44. Good luck to Fort Recovery at South Adams on Tuesday. Jay County plays at home against Winchester on Tuesday. That wraps up our broadcast. Thanks to Justin and our sponsors. Thanks to our studio producers, Christian Peterson, for our radio stations, and for Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Until next time, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night. And again, thank you to Portland Insurance, our post-game sponsor.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.